Enron named a new interim CEO today. Stephen Cooper replaces Kenneth Lay, who resigned as head of the bankrupt energy trading company last week. Cooper is a corporate turnaround expert. He specializes in reorganizing bankrupt businesses. NPR's Scott Horsley reports on what his appointment means for Enron's future.
Taking over a company with 19,000 employees would be a big job, even if the company were not in bankruptcy and the target of criminal and congressional investigations. That's the challenge now facing Stephen Cooper, CEO and Chief Restructuring Officer at Enron. Cooper and his firm Zolfo Cooper are veterans of many big corporate bankruptcies, including Sunbeam, Polaroid, and Federated Department Stores. Executive Director Sam Giordano of the American Bankruptcy Institute says in each case, turnaround specialists must try to solve the problems that others have created.
Because you have no prior involvement in the company, you have a very steep learning curve to just get your arms around the dimension of the problems. And in this case, there are problems on many fronts.
Not only is Enron the biggest bankruptcy in U.S. history, the business challenges are compounded by allegations of fraud, obstruction of justice, and political wheeling and dealing. Enron's board of directors chose Cooper to navigate those challenges in cooperation with the company's creditors. Attorney Charles Tattelbaum, who's worked with Cooper's firm on other bankruptcies, says it's one of a handful of turnaround organizations with the skills to handle the Enron case.
There is a great degree of credibility based upon experience and the way they do the job, plus the independence as far as providing the information that's not biased one way or the other.
Part of Cooper's assignment will be deciding how Enron should be reorganized, what parts of the company, if any, should survive, and what should be sold off or shut down. Cooper told employees today Enron is in much better shape than many other companies he's seen, and that he's confident Enron can emerge from bankruptcy successfully. Tattelbaum says at this point, that's probably as much wishful thinking as hard-nosed assessment.
I certainly, if I were in his position, would be as optimistic as I could, because you want to keep the most key employees with you, and they're the people who can most easily leave. So you want to create the optimism of the ongoing entity to keep those people from jumping ship.
Several observers have predicted that Enron will eventually be liquidated. The company's already sold off its flagship energy trading business to the Swiss bank UBS Warburg. Enron says it's also seeking a new chairman. David Skeel, who teaches bankruptcy law at the University of Pennsylvania Law School, says the company needs someone to mind the store, while former executives, including Kenneth Lay, are busy answering questions from Congress and the Justice Department.
A big part of the bankruptcy process is going to be tied up in those investigations in Washington, and it's really important to have somebody running Enron that's not going to be completely bogged down and who is not tainted by what happened before bankruptcy. And so I think they've taken exactly the right step.
Cooper starts his new job immediately. He was supposed to speak with reporters today, but those interviews were postponed until tomorrow. The new CEO did issue a statement saying Enron has real businesses with real value. He promised to develop a reorganization plan to, quote, maximize value for the company's stakeholders. Scott Horsley, NPR News.